Why don't we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, it's such a wonderful privilege for us to sense the way that you have been breaking our hearts these days as we have been waiting upon you. We thank you that your word has said unto us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. We are reminded that you said to David in the Old Testament, wait upon the Lord, and again, I say wait. We are reminded that your word said unto us that David sat before the Lord. And Father, what a great encouragement it has been for us these days just to linger in the greatness of the presence of God. Thank you that when we wait upon God, that what will happen to us is that a sense of brokenness will come upon our hearts. That we would realize that your word is said unto us, if my people which have been called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And God, we are thy people this weekend. Father, we have come together because we want to meet with God. And Lord, if there is a longing in our hearts to meet with you, Father, how much more is there a longing in the heart of God to meet with us as his people? And we want to thank you this Thursday night that prayer is always initiated by God. That long before we have any perception or any understanding or any longing in our hearts to pray, that you say to us that you came in the cool of the evening and you wanted to have fellowship and communion with Adam and Eve. And we thank you this evening that we are precious to you. God, I did not come to this weekend because we had nothing else to do. But many of us have been waiting. We have been searching our hearts. We have been seeking the face of God. And you have said unto us in your word that you will seek me and you will find me if you will seek after me with all of your heart. And Lord, we want to say tonight afresh, thy face we will seek. And you have said unto us that I will pour water upon those who are thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that these days that we will be together, and I'm so grateful that the God that we are serving is not limited to evening meetings like this, but God, that you can do a far greater work in our hearts during the hours of this night, during the hours of tomorrow, than we can ever anticipate it in these gatherings. And we want to humble ourselves before God. You said unto us, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said unto us, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. And Father, even if it means that in these days that we will be together, that you will make us wake us up in the middle of the night, or you wake us up at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly the burden of God will come upon us, and we would find ourselves climbing underneath this greatness of the burden of God. Do we want to say to thee this evening, our God and our Father, none of us want to miss that which you have in store for us. And we ask that the Spirit of God will so come, that you will so move upon us, Lord, that you will bring such conviction, that you will bring such transparency, that you will bring such vulnerability and such a purity, and that you will give us such a brokenness and a baptism of brokenness before God, that none of us by the end of these days will not being able to say that we have met with God.